Yesterday we began discussing the Zmanim. We began discussing how the day is divided by what's called Shazmanios. And then we mentioned that throughout the day we have different Zmanim, Mishiyakir, Alaysa Shachar, Vasikin, Itzachama, and Gimel Shois, Dalas Shois, Chatzos. Just a little about this, we find that Mishiyakir is really the Zman for Krishma and Berchus Krishma. The Ber Halacha talks about the Berchus Avraham Maker, and you could say even before this Zman, but because of the Berchus Yetzer, one should not stop before this Zman. Rav Moshe has a Richas on this and Chedidal Simvav. It's also this Zman. Mishiyakir is also this Zman for Tefillin, for Tzitzis. Some learn also for tzitzis, which is brought down Simon Lamed for tefillin and Simon Yerches for tzitzis. However, the Gemara and the Rishayim don't exactly tell us when exactly is this Zman. And therefore, we need to be kaveya according to the Metzias, how we see it to our eyes. And that's why we find the Achayim in many different shittas. The Prim Gadim and the Eishal Rom, Sifkat and Beis brings down that it's a serious Ashoach Alois Ashachar, which is like 6 minutes. The Allah is Matcha, the Prim Gadim. Others hold that it's an hour before Netzachama, that's where the Kaf Chaim brings down. The Bechil Michal Tugachinsky in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Perek Beis, Ois Dalid, brings down that was the minigin Eretz Yisrael. They had a Shah of 60 minutes. Not Shah's Manis, but Shah of 60 minutes. The Sefer Nevreshes, which was also a Sefer written by, I think, Reb Shmuel. No, that's the other Tumit. Nevreshes was written also by someone in Yerushalayim. He said the minig was to make the bracha on the tzitzis 52 minutes before Netzachama. The Sefer Elis Tumit from Shmuel Hominer in Parakid Beis brings a third sheet that's 40 minutes. And he writes, even though 40 minutes, he says, but the minig is 52 minutes. Rav Moshe Chagdal at Simen Vav, he's Meshire by himself. He came up with Be'erach 35 or maybe 40 minutes. And Archas Rabbeinu brings that between 40 and 50 minutes before Netzachama. Al Koponim, here we go. There are many shittas when exactly Mishiyakir is. But like I said, it seems like the general Menhagim are in Eretz Yisrael, either 52 or 60, and in Chutz Eretz, maybe if they follow Rav Moshe, it's about 35 or maybe 40, around that. That's Mishiyakir. Netzachama, the Gemara Pesachim tells us in the Tzadi Gimel and Beis going on to Tzadi Dal Raman Aleph, that Netzachama is when the sun comes up above the earth. And take a look at Rashi over there. The Ramban and Melchemes Hashem in the beginning of Brachas means Yishami that Netzachama is B'chdei Shetayachama Metavtefes Aroshi Aharim, above the tops of the mountains. That's where Rabbi Yoina, Netzachama is from the Losh of Hinetzu Rimayim, from the sprouting of the flower on the Rimayim, which means the time when the sun begins to shine above the Harim. That's where the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sifkat and Zayin, the Be'er Halacha. That's where right by Simol, that's from the time that the sun starts to shine above the Harim, which is the time that the sun starts to go out and you can start seeing it by the mountains. There is a chakira, there is a question. If Netzachama is from the time that you can start seeing it above the Ofek, which is the time that it's the sun's seen to him, I'm sorry, when the sun starts, Ofek is from the sea level without the mountains hiding it on the east side by the sea level. That's what's called Neta Mesher. What's the Neta Nira? When you talk, you can see the Zrichas Hashemesh above the mountains, which is a few minutes later above the level, sea level. There are nafkaminas for when the chatchilat is made. And take a look. The Sefer Nevresh is on page Nenches. B'shen Maril Diskin and Arichas on this. Kaparim seems to be mevor in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzim Beit Tes, in Shmur over there. There's a mitzvah to start Shemar Esrei with Netzachama, and this is where you'll find on different complicated calendars, confusing calendars, different Zmanim for Netzach Chama based on these discussions. Alois HaShachar is basically an hour and a fifth of an hour, which is around 75 minutes, Shazmanios, before Netzach Chama. Marim Psachim, Atzai Dalam Rav, brings a machlekes between Alois HaShachar and Netzach is the Shia Mahalach, Dalam Milin or Hey Milin. And we pass like the Mandoma, Dalit Milin. And Alocha, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah pass, and their mil is 18 minutes. And it seems that they go like this, Bein Lahaka, Bein Lahachmer. And therefore, it would be based on this chesh. There are calendars that are negative, like the Gra, Alois HaShachar is an hour and a half before Zrichas HaShemesh, which is a Kula Ligabe Dizmani Krishma, and it's Ber Brachas and Tefillah.
So we're always passing 70.
Just that's a little just a bad. At the end of the day, you got to pick your calendar and use the calendar that you want to use. But this is just a basic idea between behind the different Zman you'll see on some of the calendars.
So what's halachah l'maaseh about Alois? Which one?
Zman Krishma in the morning. So the Gemara Brachos brings down Beis Hillel, who says that B'shach v'chav kumecha is teaching us the times when Krishma has to be written. And the Mishnah says over there on the Ftesam base, Me'im is that Karin is Shema B'Shachas, She Yakim and Tchedes Lola, Vacher Mayim and Mishirah Dalam is Kirenu. Amr Huna Kher, Allah is like that Kher. Abai says over there that for tefillin is like a Chem Krishma Tzvasikin, and brings down the memory of Rav Yechon and the Vesikin of Yugam Ratzikha, which, and the Gemara brings a passage for that, Kabbalah and Rav Huna over there is passing this man Mishiyakar, Abai is passing from before Netzach Chama. Now, it also says in the Gemara over there from Shuma Yechai, it's possible to read Krishna from Alois HaShachar. Shuma and Levi says, Alok Rav Shuma and Yechai. It says also this man Krishna is until the third hour in humans before over there from the Nevreshis over there, from the what they had in the Beis Midrash there. It's mashmah that this Zman Krishma is from the beginning of Nates. These are different mashmahs and different gemaras, and the Rishonim have different ways of being miyashiv all these different gemaras. And that's where again comes out different mahalchim between the Rishonim when the Zman of Krishma is. For example, Taisus and Brachas and Daftas on the base, and also in Yumalam Zayin on base, says that Abai is Maida Tavuna, that the Allah is like a Chayrim, and therefore.
So the best,
Chocham Eira Bereisha, so then it went up on the voice. It went off. It's been out there. Fine, that's fine. I got it. So Tosis over there says that Abai is Moedet Ravun of the Halacha is like the Cherem. This man is Mishiyakir, which is Min HaMuvcha after Tzomach L'Netzach Chama. Rabbi Yoina, I don't want to get really technical over here. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rabbi Tam, Rach, Spag, different sheets and Rishonim about it. Based on exactly when the Haskalah Zman Krishma is. Maybe if I organize it a little more organized, I'll be able to say it a lot clearer. The Save Zman Krishma also. We find this 3 hours in the beginning of the day, and we have Machlekes HaPoskim. When does the Tchil Sayyim start? Is it from Alois HaShachar until Tzeich Sichom? Or is it from Zrichas Hashem until Shkia? Like we mentioned earlier, why until this man is also a question. Why until the end of the third hour? So the Mishnah says, Shkein Derech B'nei Melachim Lameh B'gim HaShayis. The Bichaj says, if so why if someone's Nenas, and Krishma of Arvis, he can only read until Nates. There are people that go to sleep until the third hour. So it should be still B'shach B'cha. So he says Bishlem B'shachris in the morning. There's some that get up already at Alois HaShachar. So that small amount is strong enough to be called of a Kumecha. Mashengen, the B'nei Melachim, which is a Miyuta. So even though they're still sleeping until the third hours, but since of a Kumecha is B'lashin Yachin, also to the B'nai Malachim. So for them, it's called B'kumam when they're getting up. But it's not called Zman Kima, even for the Mir B'nai Adam. Therefore, someone who's nenes by kriya shema shel arvis, he cannot read after nates, since until nates, ruba de ruba de alma gets up, and therefore it's not called anymore v'shach b'cha after nates. It's not v'shach b'cha, it's not v'kumecha. Again, the Kesa Mishnah says, he asked the question in Perek Aleph Halacha Yigima, Atu b'nei melachim ruba de alma, why are we b'chal going after the b'nei melachim? So he says, Enachram, it's not min ha-Torah, it's asmachta. The Lush says, because Kol Yisrael's nekroim b'nei melachim, because we're b'nei Avram Yitzv Yaakov. The Eli Rav is metama on what he said. Akobanim, again, the share of this man of Atzev Shal Gimel is questionable. Why and where does it come from? And why? What does it mean? Shekein Darach b'nei melachim lamei sham. And is it until the beginning of the third hour? Or is it until the end of the third hour? That's also a question. That goes Maimis brings from Rabbeinu Simcha Dereim, and that's until the beginning of the third hour. He brings it right from Gemara. And the Gemara based, others say it's until the end of the third hour. Again, we find this chilukim. Okay, so the Kitzur starts off as follows in Sif Aleph. Haschal is man krishma shel shachris v'kumay zman tefillin. The haschal is man krishma of shachris is like the zman of tefillin. V'nim shachris zman ha'arevias ha'yayim goes until a quarter of the day. Bein shayim aruch, whether it's a long day, bein shu katar. V'nech shavayayim in alayis ha'shach at tzeis ha'chom. And we count the day from alayis ha'shach until tzeis ha'chom. So this is where the kids is passing. He's passing that we divide the day from Alois until there's a mitzvah min amuvcha to read like the vasikim, the ones that are machabe mitzvahs. They're machabe to read a little before neitzachama, k'deish yisayim krishma v'chaseh ima neitzachama, so that they'll finish it off with the Neitzachama. V'yismach la tefila. Mi sheyuchal l'cham and l'asis ken tzchoroi har beimoy. And someone who could do this, he will get a lot of reward. V'alkabarim tzrichim izor ma'oy shalal achar zman mirviyas ayem. Even if you're not making it for a second and you're reading it afterwards, but still one should be very careful not to push it off further than a quarter of the day. U'befrat b'imei akayetz k'shayem aruch b'frat when in the summer when there's longer days. Keep in mind, if you get a little confused, we change the clock. But in Be'etzim, it's a much longer day. However, b'di'evet, if this man did pass, it's mutter to read Krishma with Berchais until the Shlish Hayoim, which is another hour, which is the same zman tefillah, avol achash l'shayim asa loyma habrachais loyma krishma levat. I feel kol hayoyim, but after a third of the day, you can't say brachas anymore. You have to say krishma alone because of kabbalas omachashmayim, and they can say an entire day. There are those that want to say v'yishayim degam habrachas yochalim kol hayoyim, but lemaisa alach lemaisa, we do not do that. There is a chiddush in the Bir Halacha that from the Yeshuas Yaakov, that I'm sorry, Mishkanes Yaakov, if I remember correctly, that when, if someone's a oynis, they still could say Berachas Krishma until Chatzos. Now, this idea that we spoke about a few times, Krishma with the Brachas, Avad al Chatzchila wants to read Krishma with the Brachas, as it's mevor in many of the Paisik and the Beis Yosef, and then Simen Vav, Agos Ramah in Siv Dalet, the Bir Aloch at the end of Simen Vav. However, someone sees that if he's going to say the Berachas Krishma, he's going to miss the Zman Krishma. He's not going to have enough time to read Krishma with the Brachas before the end of the Zman. So then, of course, he should read it without the Brachas. Because the brachas are not ma'akiv. That we see clearly in Siman Samach, Sibbeis, that the brachas are not ma'akiv. But then when he says the brachas Krishma, you should read Krishma again, says Ramah, and the Beis Yosef that you should read Krishma again. The Mishmur brings from the Mishkanes Yaakov that if you read Krishma already, so then it could be, you know, you can't even say the brachas. Mishkanes Yaakov is mefakfik If you read Krishma, if you read the whole Krishma, maybe you can make the brachas. But again, the meaning is that you still could say the brachas, but the father one should put in a very strong effort to be able to say the Krishma with the brachas before the Sefer Zman. Now, we'll speak a little more about the Zmanim. I just threw out a lot of ideas before just to give an idea to those that want to have the idea of what's going on a little behind the different Zmanim that we see on the calendars. However, we'll try to bring it down more la halacha la maisa, and we'll quote the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe about it. We'll meet Hashem in the next shiur. Rav Moshe, have a wonderful day.
Can I ask three questions?
I'm waiting for our Chaim Shtickel.
I'm here. I'm middle. I started. I said I started. Baruch Hashem, I'm very busy these days.
You're on mute.
I'm still muted.
This is the best of this.
You hear me?
Why can't I hear you?
Maybe Rebbe's volume's down. I hear you. Is your volume down? Maybe.
I know why I can't hear. It's my fault. My speaker was off. Here you go.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, first thing is Alois. Alois is 90 or 72?
So I'm going to look into it again now. I see I didn't realize I had a lot of in my notes about it. I didn't realize.